For 13-year-old Anwar, a small violin is a key to escape from the misery of the Jenin refugee camp where she has lived all of her life. She remembers how, at the age of 6, Israeli soldiers came to her house. She recalls how Israeli soldiers ordered her and her family out of their home. She says she and her siblings were terrified. For the past 3 years, Anwar has been learning music at the camp. Visitors at her family's home ask her to sing her favorite song. The lyrics speak of a prayer for peace. Opening the door to the world of music for Anwar and many other Palestinian youngsters is music teacher Wafa Yunus. She is the founder of the Strings of Freedom Orchestra, made up of Palestinian children. Yunus says that bringing joy and beauty to the lives of children, turning their emotions away from hatred, anger, and resentment, is her contribution to peace.
Making the quietness, making happiness, making smile. This is what the music is doing with the person.
But Yunus's efforts have not been welcomed by all. In March, Palestinian authorities banned Yunus from the Jenin refugee camp after she took a group of young musicians, including Anwar, from the West Bank to Israel to perform at a concert whose audience included Jewish Holocaust survivors. Playing to Israeli Jews, many Palestinians said, was bowing to the enemy. Despite the criticism, Wafa Yunus, who says she has no interest in politics, has made a difference in the lives of young people. Now teaching in her village on the Israeli side of the border, Yunus says she is undeterred in her mission to bring joy, hope, and an end to conflict between Israelis and Palestinians.
Government after government, government after no solution. But if you ask me, what is the solution, I will tell you.
By teaching music, Wafa Yunus pushes on with her dream of bringing harmony to a land of discord. I'm Luis Ramirez for VOA's Making a Difference in Jenin.